Hi, this is Zoe, coming at you live from Studio 23. The main focus of today's episode is choices and consequences. I've had to deal with making decisions in my life, like when I started dancing in fifth grade. I had played soccer and lacrosse my whole life, and one day I decided that I wanted to try something new and start dance. My mom and I looked for a low-key dance studio, not too serious, more laid back, and close to where we live. We found one in our town, and I tried out a class there. May I remind you, I was looking for a more laid-back, not serious dance studio. After taking classes for about a month, I realized this place was not laid-back at all. It was all serious, preparing us to become professional ballet dancers. I had looked for other studios near me, but in the meantime, I was learning a lot and making friends at the studio I was at. I stuck with the studio, and I'm still there today. I definitely think that starting and sticking with dance was a good decision because it helped me with a lot in life, like learning how to balance things and creating strategies to help me and becoming more coordinated. It just has changed my life a lot, mentally and physically. This story goes along with the question of the episode, how have decisions you made affected your life? I interviewed 4 people and asked them questions to get answers to this overall theme. The first person I decided to interview was my mom. I asked her a few questions about some decisions she's made in her life. Can you tell me about a time that you had to make a choice where you were not sure if it would benefit your life or not?
Oh, there's been lots of those in my life. When Daddy and I were first married and Daddy had the opportunity to move to California for Daddy's work, I didn't know if that was going to be the right thing for us or not as a new married couple. When we were in California, I made the decision to leave the job that I had gone to college for, that was a good job that made good money, and would have been a good career path. Made the decision to go back to school to become a school teacher. Didn't know if that was going to be the right choice or not. And then I think the other one that's kind of a big one was when I recently decided to leave, well, not recently, but when I decided to leave Arbonne. Make the move to Beauty Counter.
Do you think that moving to Beauty Counter was a good decision?
Absolutely. Like, I was worried. I shouldn't say I was worried. I had faith and belief that I was making the right decision because I had really thought it through, but it absolutely was the right decision to make.
Can you tell me about a time that you made a choice to pursue your dream?
Let's see. I think that I had always dreamed about being a school teacher. And so when I took that risk of leaving my job and going back to school and getting my master's in education and becoming a school teacher, that was going after a dream. And it wasn't easy because Gramps was really proud of me for becoming an accountant and for my job there. And I was scared to death to tell him I quit my job and was going back to school. but it was my dream and it was good.
Why did you want to become a school teacher?
Well, I didn't like what I did because it was working with numbers and laws and books, and I didn't like that. I like to be with people, and I love kids, and so I thought it would be really cool to be able to teach. And, you know, it was neat. It was interesting because I got a job. When I left that job, Daddy said I couldn't just go to the beach, so I had to get a job. And so I got a job as an aide in a fourth grade classroom, and that's where I really fell in love with teaching. Mm-hmm. I had wanted to change my major when I was in college, but I couldn't do more years than four. I couldn't do more than 4 years in college, so I had to finish what I had started in college with accounting. But that's why.
After listening to my mom tell me some stories from her life, I found it interesting that she changed her profession so early in life, and not just once, but twice. The next person I decided to interview was my 7th grade math teacher, Mr. Venetian. Can you tell me about a time that you made a choice to pursue your dream?
So ever since I was a little kid, probably like 5 or 6, I always wanted to become a teacher. I never knew what grade or anything like that, but I always knew I wanted to teach. And then once I got into high school and kind of figured out what I wanted to do for sure, I decided I wanted to go into teaching at the middle school or high school level. So from there, pretty much every decision I've made since then has been towards achieving that goal and following that dream.
What made you choose the middle school over the high school?
I like coaching. I like teaching middle school better just because they are old enough where they can have mature conversations with you and be serious, but still young enough where they're not too cool to have fun and kind of let loose and relax and not be so focused on what other people are thinking or judging them for.
Can you tell me about a time that you had to make a choice that you regret?
So recently, I actually had to make a choice to leave coaching high school basketball to follow a dream of mine to coach college basketball at LaSalle College in Newton. And I regret it so far just because of the amount of work it is and how different it is from coaching at the high school level. But it was a dream of mine, so it was something that I kind of had to do. But the decision has definitely impacted me.
After hearing a little from Mr. Venetian's past, I learned that if he had not become a middle school teacher, this could have changed his life from where it is right now. Also, if he had chosen to stick with high school basketball instead of switching to college, to coaching college basketball, he could have such a different experience with coaching. I decided to interview my 8th grade English teacher, Ms. Clifton, next. Can you tell me about a time that you made a choice to pursue your dream?
Yeah, so I feel like this one wasn't one day of a choice, like where I sat down and was like, this is what I will do. But kind of gradually in college, I started realizing what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I feel like that my dream of teaching came kind of slowly. So when I first went to college, I did apply as an English major. I knew that I liked reading and writing, but I thought, when I think of like careers in English, I thought I want to be a journalist. Mm-hmm. And so when I got to college, I was on the school paper. I signed up for all these classes in like writing nonfiction. I was like going out in the community and interviewing and doing like magazine writing. It was fine, but I honestly didn't like it as much as I thought I would, which was really disappointing for me. Because then at some point I was like, well, gee, if this thing that I thought I was going to do with my life isn't working out, what else should I do? Yeah. So it wasn't until like the end of each semester that you had a chance to, you know, choose your next classes for the next term. And I started just experimenting. I was taking classes in like economics and environmental studies and just all over the map. But I was still taking English classes because that was something I really liked. And then I started taking education classes, and that's when I realized, like, this is something that I immediately felt a connection with. I loved how all those classes had something to do with, like, going into school, working with kids, all ages. It was just so much fun. And that's when I started realizing, oh, this is something I want to do for the rest of my life.
Can you tell me about a time that you had to make a choice that you regret?
Yes. So when I was little, I feel like a lot of parents do this, but my parents overscheduled me and signed me up for everything they thought was going to make me a better person when I grew up. So it was ballet, golf, tennis, softball, piano, Girl Scouts, like all these things. And I hated all of them. I did not want to be a part of anything. I just wanted to hang out with my friends. I just wanted to read. Wasn't having it. And my parents at some point realized, like, oh, if our daughter is having tantrums every time she has to go put on her little tutu, maybe she's not going to be a ballerina. So eventually I quit most of those things, except for ballet, or not ballet, except for piano. That was the one that my parents insisted, like, this will be a good thing for you. We bought there was a piano in our house, yeah, which they had before, but they really thought it would be nice if someone in the family could play it. It wasn't going to be me because I never practiced. And my teacher was super nice about it. So I would go to lessons and I would play whatever thing I was trying to. And she'd always be like, it sounds like you're a little rusty in this part. But what you should have said was, it sounds like you've never practiced this in your life, which is more accurate. So anyway, that wasn't good. And I, I have never learned to play piano, and I really regret that. I wish I had.
Why do you regret it?
I feel like I didn't know at the time how much I would value being able to play an instrument. Because, like, in college and after college, I got really into music and singing, and I have a lot of friends that also like those things, and it's a lot of fun to be able to play and sing a song together, but unfortunately I can't be the one to do it, so I need to find a friend. For some reason all my friends are really good at this, so I cannot look at music and just play it, but my friends can. So if I want to like sing something, I'll have to plop it in front of them and say, you play this, and then I'll sing, which works, but I really wish I could just do the whole thing. I love that my friends will do it, but I regret that.
Ms. Clifton's stories of her parents putting her in many activities as she was a child and her not wanting to stick with any of them because she didn't find interest in any of them connected to the overall question, because this could have affected her life in the long run if she had stuck with them when she was younger, because she could have had a side hobby or even a job, if she wanted to. For my next interview, I asked my peer, Danny Nash, to answer a few questions about his life stories. Can you tell me about a time that you had to make a choice that you regret?
I regret starting sports so late in my life because the experience would have helped, I guess. And my brothers always tried to push me to try new things, but I always rejected it. But now I realize that I wish I had done them.
As Danny told me, he regrets starting sports so late in life because he realizes that he could have been better if he started earlier and would have had more experience and more practice with the sports. This has to go along with the overall message because it affected his sports in high school, which could then later on affect him in college or outside of college if he wants to pursue with playing sports. All different types of stories from all different types of people in my life, I've realized that some decisions you make in your life can affect you in the long run and can really affect what you do and how you spend your time. This is Zoe Gon signing off. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode.